USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawsuit filed by the father of a school shooting victim in South Florida. Andrew Pollack says, in part, his lawsuit aims to expose a man he calls a coward. The now former resource officer at the school in Parkland, Scott Peterson.
We're in it to bring out the incompetence so we could prevent this happening at another school.
Pollack's wrongful death lawsuit filed yesterday. His lawyer says of the officer's failure to enter the building and confront the gunman that day.
They're supposed to have incredible aptitude and, most of all, courage.
He and Pollack spoke on NBC's Today show. Pollack says he doesn't want money but wants to expose Peterson as a coward who could have stopped the massacre that killed 17, including his 18-year-old daughter, Meadow. Many high school students today will walk out of their classrooms in support of the Second Amendment. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Facebook launches a new privacy control feature. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the clear history function will allow users to flush their history whenever they want. He says it's similar to clearing cookies and history from your web browser. Vice President Mike Pence focusing on immigration issues during a visit to Tempe, Arizona yesterday, where he commented on that migrant caravan that's currently been held up at the border between California and Mexico.
This situation is a direct result of our weak immigration laws and our porous border. And make no mistake about it, this is a deliberate attempt to undermine the laws and weaken the sovereignty of the United States of America.
Pence urging Congress to close loopholes that he says tempt people to try to cross the border illegally. Arizona teachers say they'll be back in the classrooms on Thursday if state lawmakers pass a budget providing the promised spending for education. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A major wildfire in the state of Arizona, apparently caused by a human. That fire north of Payson said to have been sparked by an illegal campfire. The government's jobs report for the month of April won't be out till Friday, but there's a report out from ADP today that shows the nation added 204,000 jobs in April, and that's 14,000 more than the experts were predicting this private survey would show. Most of the new jobs in the service sector, though goods producers did add 44,000 positions, including 27,000 construction jobs. Hobby Lobby says it will return thousands of ancient artifacts that have been discovered as having been looted from Iraq. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the arts and crafts retailer will return 3,800 antiquities to Baghdad before today is over. Hobby Lobby bought over 5,500 of the Iraqi artifacts in 2010 for $1.6 million. And rapper Kanye West says he thinks slavery must have been a choice among African Americans because he says it existed for so long. West making the comments during an appearance with TMZ yesterday. A TMZ reporter then speaks out against his comments, saying African Americans are still dealing with the effects of slavery and West needs to be responsible with what he says. Kanye says he was misunderstood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.